Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Hey, besties! Welcome to another episode of Chat with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Today's show is all about having the skills and the style to handle whatever life throws your way. We are taking you to culinary school. We're going to give you some pro tips to level up your time in the kitchen because some of us are just out here guessing and trying to copy what we see on TV, all right? We're also sitting down with a powerhouse business leader who is proof that you can have ambition and balance. She is also the author of Stilettos or Flats. You can have both. And guess what? We want both. We don't want to give up anything, especially our heels.
So Liz, how did you feel about giving up heels? Did it hurt? Giving up heels, I can only tell you that giving up nicotine was easier.
Yeah, we're not giving up the heels, apparently. Welcome to Chat with Chelsea, Jennifer Dean. All right, you wear so many hats. Okay, so you're the president of a staffing company.
I am.
Okay, and then you have your books. You're an author. This is your fourth book we're going to talk about. And you also have ties. Beautiful ties. Okay, so we're going to get into each one of these. But I want to start, since we just came out of that video, we want to start with Stilettos or Flats. You can have both. This book. Why did you want to write this?
Because I wanted women to recognize that they didn't have to choose one or the other. They could be good, great, excellent.
Yes.
At both.
Yes.
You can have them both. And to be a good leader, you have to recognize that you can have them both.
So when it comes to flats, what does that represent?
Oh, my. Well, I think that you're being comfortable in who you are is what your flats would represent. I know sometimes people just absolutely don't want to wear the heels, but
yeah,
sometimes it's
often
required.
Okay. Yeah.
That we do.
You're
but
right.
I would put flats with comfort and being comfortable in your own skin, doing your own thing, and knowing that I am now living in my purpose.
Okay, and then stilettos. If flats is our comfort zone, what are the stilettos?
Well, that may mean you're a little uncomfortable, what it means to expand your box. You know, don't get out of your box, just expand your box. So sometimes being uncomfortable is a good thing. It allows us to grow. It allows us not to be comfortable, because if you're comfortable, you're expendable.
Ooh, preaching already. Okay. So is this book for women who want to be leaders?
I think everybody has in some way or another leading.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to be in a leadership role to lead. There's always someone paying attention to what you do. So for all of us, it's leading by example. It is for those who are in leadership, that want to be in leadership, that just started leadership. It should encompass all of them.
So even if you don't have a leadership title or you're not even looking for one, understand that in one way or the other, you are a leader.
There's somebody paying attention to you all the time. Yes.
Okay, good word there. All right, let's get into these ties, ma'am. When did you decide I am going to launch a tie line? Because this is unique. This is a unique field.
Well, I wear ties all the time.
Okay.
I have a tie fetish and a car fetish, but
I love
ties. And they're like an accessory. They're like something you can put together. You can wear it with jeans, with suits. It's just kind of up to you. And since it's a passion for me, I decided this year I would go ahead and launch my passion.
Oh, well, congrats on that. Okay,
well,
what's
you.
The name of the company?
It's called Outspoken.
Outspoken, and they are. I mean, this
yeah,
is
they're outspoken.
Gorgeous, and it's geared towards women or men or everybody?
It's, well, it can be unisex, but
okay.
I am woman, hear me roar, so yes. I'm all about making sure women know that we can wear ties too.
Yes, this one definitely says rawr, roar. Wow, how long did it take for you to actually go from thinking about wanting to start a tie company to actually launching it?
About 6 months.
Really?
About 6 months.
Oh, you're a doer. You're a mover and a shaker.
Well, yes, but about 6 months to decide I wanted to put that energy in there. Then you just got to get started. And it takes time to research and, you know, today women are wearing ties. I've noticed several wearing them. So I was excited in God's time. It was good timing.
Yes. Okay, so you managed to do this write books, and you're also the president of a staffing company.
Well, it all flows.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you prioritize one thing over the other?
I just think it depends on where the priority lies that day. So company, it's been around 34 years. So yes, it becomes the priority. And then all of the things that I have a passion about is that's on my outspoken side. So yes, the company helps a lot though, because it generates a lot of energy for the things that you want to do, that you recognize need to be done.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, I gotta pick your brain some more, especially when it comes to operating in your purpose and what it means to be working over a staffing company nowadays. So I know you see a lot. So we want all those gems. Woo, yeah, take a breath. Y'all take a breath. We'll be right back after this. Jennifer Dean has been in business leadership for almost 30 years, and she's putting some of that knowledge into her book, Stilettos or Flats. You can have both. All right, so when it comes to having both, one of the things you say is super important is that you are, I guess, walking in intention. Yes. and your purpose.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think everybody has a purpose. I think sometimes we're in our way. We're our worst enemies when it comes to our purpose. But when you find your purpose, and I will rephrase that, when your purpose finds you.
Oh, that's good. Uh-huh. That's good. Then because people might expect to figure it out on their own.
That may not work, because your purpose may not be what you want. But when you lean into your purpose, you have such passion for it, and it finds great peace, like that peace that passes understanding. That's what your purpose does for you. So we need to lean in. And if you're still here on this side, you still have a purpose. And your season may change, which changes you, and change is good. Change is excellent.
Jen, I feel like it could be tough for people to figure that part out nowadays.
It is tough.
We see so much online, social media, and we might see all these visions of different kinds of success and how people achieved it, or how they look like they achieved it. So how do we kind of put that aside to figure out where we should be walking?
Well, I think when you're walking, yea, though I walk through the valley, keep walking and your purpose will find you. So you got to keep walking.
Okay, that's key. Keep walking.
You got to keep walking, or you end up being in the valley for much longer than you need it to be. But your purpose is still waiting.
Yeah. Don't get too distracted in the valley.
No, not in the valley.
Yeah. What are some other things that you walk us through in the book?
Well, we talk about leadership, and that leaders should be like magnets. They should just draw people in, not like a ball and chain where you have to follow someone. But leaders are, you are attracted to a leader. A good leader, you know, they don't have to say much because they lead by example. They know how to demonstrate leadership because leadership is an action word. We have to be doing. And sometimes I think we're more into trying to do it like someone else instead of being able to do it for ourselves. I am such a country girl. I'm very country. I'm from Arkansas.
I love it.
But I'm really country. And I learned a long time ago, I needed to be who I am. And a lot of people just need to lean into being who they are.
So being a leader doesn't necessarily mean making a lot of demands. You can keep that DEM, but like more demonstrating, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay.
Leading by example, being able to determine who you are, and I'm going to say whose you are, and then you are able to just understand being in a role of leadership is huge responsibility. It's an awesome responsibility, and you should treat it that way. It's like a family heirloom. You have to be able to take it and say, this belongs to me, and I'm going to lead by example. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And that's really important.
Yes, very important. All right, so as a president of a staffing agency, I'm sure you've seen all sorts of people come through your doors. What is your specialty when it comes to your agency?
We're medical.
Okay.
We are in the medical arena. Mm-hmm. So we staff everything from valet to the CFO, all clinical, non-clinical. We're in 26 states. This is our 34th year in business.
Congrats.
And we have had over 60,000 employees in Houston alone.
Wow. Yes. That is incredible.
Yes. She's sitting over there.
You got one over here? I love it.
So, yes.
What are you seeing nowadays when it comes to people trying to just maintain their careers or maintain their jobs? Are you seeing a lot of people having to pivot and find something else?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
The market is very tight. So we're looking at how we can transition skills we had to new skills. Mm. So that is a conversation every day. Mm. So the market is very tight, meaning there are some positions available, but you may have to transition skills that you've had for many years over to something that's new. And you should be open to it. Just be open to learning and growing and making sure that you enjoy what you're doing.
Okay.
Because that's going to make a big difference also. But I can tell you, just in general, you know, we don't always have the best work ethics. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do now is we have to treat looking for a job as if it is a job.
You
get up, you get dressed, you do everything you would like you're going to work, because it is work, and you do have to work at it.
Yes.
You know, you have to be there. You have to be present. You have to be engaged. You have to have enthusiasm. Mm. All of those things are critical.
Yes. Put on those stilettos. It might get a little uncomfortable for you.
It may get uncomfortable.
What are some of those skills that you're seeing that translate, or that seem to translate, maybe across different jobs or careers? Maybe even skills that people don't really consider skills. They may not toot their own horn when it comes to these things.
I think customer service. So in medical, I call it patient relation skills. But if you have exceptional service skills, it's relatable in every capacity, you know, from nursing all the way through, even my physicians, but all the way through. It is really important to have a good bedside manner. You know, soft skills, as they say, I call them skills that you come with, not skills I necessarily can teach you.
Okay, those are so valuable when you think about being on the other side of it, being that customer, and that's what you're looking for, that's what you want. Are there skills that you are encouraging people to learn now, maybe hard skills?
Well, I think that we have all been talking about AI and how it's going to take our jobs, and I always tell people, probably won't take your job, but it will if you don't know how to use AI, how to make it used as a tool for yourself.
Yeah.
So I will tell you, though, most people who are worried about losing their job should just do their job.
Wow. Okay. This is from a lady who's seen some things. She said, do your job. Start there.
There's always someone paying attention.
Yes.
In and out of the facility or company you're working for. But to me, the most important thing is do it well. Do it like it's the last day you'll do it. Do it like the commitment you made when you started. You know, do everything. 84,600 seconds in a day. That's all we have. Make sure it counts. And when you get up, make an impact, because you've been granted 84,600 seconds in that day. So we'd be our best.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so you also do workshops.
Yes, we do.
So people can get this in person, get you on the right path, right, in person. Okay, tell me about your workshops.
Well, there is a workshop coming for stilettos and flats in April.
Okay.
And they can go to the website, deansprofessionalservices.com, and they can register there. We do national speak. I speak everywhere. But we speak, we coach, we mentor, we do whatever it takes to make sure people can be successful in their purpose.
Yes, I know you get a lot of people on the right path and you help them get there. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we are taking you to culinary school to get your skills on the right track. All right, we'll be right back.
Come back to
okay.
me.
One day I stopped in Dollar Tree to get some balloons, and this young lady said, I want to take your viewers to culinary school.
Yes.
Welcome, Taylor Elder, founder of Elder's Kitchen.
Yes.
You've got your private catering company.
Yes. Meal prep services, all your foodie needs.
All the needs. And you wanted to take us to culinary school because you are graduating culinary school today, right?
Today.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we are making this happen because I just think a lot of times we jump in the kitchen and we're doing whatever, but there are some lessons that you learned that would actually help us, you know, get it together and run smoothly.
In a few minutes.
Yes. Okay. So one of the first lessons you say that is important is you have to have everything in place?
Yes, everything's in its place, which means all your ingredients, your protein, your starch, your veggie, your cut ingredients, whether it's onions, garlic, bell peppers, everything you need.
And there's a term for this.
Mise en place.
Mise en place. Oh, yes. Is that French?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm learning a little French today. Okay. So before we do anything, instead of just jumping in, go ahead and have everything organized.
Nice and organized. Have your clean station and everything. Have your plates out. Everything you need.
Okay. That is a great start. Now, you say when it comes to cleaning, y'all take it to another level in culinary school.
Yes. Let's show them how we do it.
Okay. So these are...
Those are your chlorine test strips. Hmm. So you're going to take one out.
Okay. Dig in here. And then what are these testing for?
They're testing for the sanitary of the water, the sanitation of the water.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Chlorine is going to help clean and sterilize.
Okay.
And when you get a color like that, you're good to go.
We are good. We in the 100. Okay. That means that things are going to be clean after we wipe them down with this.
Ready to go.
All right. Got it.
Ooh. No one will be sick.
Yes. We do not want that.
No, we do not want that.
Not in our professional or personal kitchen.
Nope.
All right. So we have all our tools, our ingredients. Cleanup is ready to go. We have our plates. All right. So you also say we need to make sure that, I mean, the seasoning has got to be right.
So for veggies, for seasoning, I'm going to go with the basics. A little salt, a little pepper, maybe garlic, a little onion will take you a long way for your veggies.
Yes. Okay. So what are you making for us today?
So this is going to be the sauteed spinach, and it's going to have garlic and onion and... Lots of butter. But the unsalted butter.
Okay, all right.
Unsalted
so a little bit
butter. We're going to keep it healthy.
Yes. So why do you say we don't need a whole lot when it comes to our seasonings?
You don't need a whole lot simply because you want to be able to taste the food, whether it's a green vegetable, whether it's a protein or starch. We want to still taste the food.
Okay. I feel like that is just a rule that you need to print on a t-shirt. We want to
taste
the food.
All right. Yes.
What else do you have for us today?
Right here we have some braised chicken. And it's been marinated overnight. It'll save you a lot of time in the kitchen because literally this was only cooking for a few minutes.
Nice. Okay. That's what we like. We like to speed things up.
You can make all of these things in about... I'm gonna say about 45 minutes top.
Okay.
If you pre-brown your protein, make your rice overnight for your dirty rice, because that's what we'll have with the braised chicken and the sauteed spinach.
Mm, this is a special dirty rice.
Yeah, this is special dirty rice.
This is really special. What all do you have in this one?
That takes an acquired taste.
Okay, well.
Because it's lamb.
It's lamb.
Not the ground beef, not the ground chicken, not the ground turkey. We want to do lamb.
Okay, fancy stuff.
Yes.
All right, let me back you up real quick, because this looks like it is helping to speed up our process. What do you call this tool?
So this is just an electric skillet.
Okay.
You can find it at Target, Walmart, Amazon is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I want a real big one. Maybe my husband is listening. Maybe he'll buy me the real big electric skillet.
Yes, put it on the wish list.
Yes. So that we graduate. But I'm working with two. I'm working with what we got. These are very cost efficient, doesn't take a lot of electricity, doesn't take a lot of time, and the cleanup is very easy. As long as you don't get the heating element wet, you're good to go.
Okay, I love that. You know, saving us time.
Yes.
That's what we need. All right, so when it comes to the seasoning, though, how do you know that you've done enough without doing too much?
Okay, start little with seasoning, very little increments, and it'll take you far because you don't need a lot. And then I taste it a little bit. Then I add maybe a no salt seasoning or my special little concoction.
Okay.
You just never know. But start little with seasoning, very little increments, and it'll take you far because you don't need a lot.
Okay, good point. Good point. That is something.
And we don't want it salty.
Yes, yes.
You still want it to taste good and still be health conscious.
That's something you have to do.
Yes.
You gotta taste it.
Yes.
Also important. All right, so when it comes to, let's do this rice.
You ready?
Let's get that going. How can I help you make this rice happen?
Well, do you mind putting on some gloves for me?
Not at all. Safety first.
Yes.
I'm learning here. We don't want anybody sick. Okay, so this rice, you already planned this ahead of time.
Yes, so I browned the lamb ahead of time in my vegetables, which is gonna be the bell pepper, onion, garlic. I use the tricolor bell pepper. It just gives it a little sweet taste and it tastes a little better.
Ah, and then this is rice that you already cooked the day before?
Yes, cook your rice the day before.
Ah, okay, right.
It'll
really
make
important.
A whole difference. It make a lot of difference.
What's
it won't
the difference?
Stick,
okay.
And it just be better, more tender, it's better.
Okay, so it's gotta be day old rice.
Yes, even for fried rice or dirty rice, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Day old will take you a long way.
Good point. That speaks to you planning ahead.
Yes.
And you say the time management also has to be on point as well. Okay, so how do we, this is my weakness, I will be honest, because when it comes to time management with cooking, especially multiple things, I tend to get a little distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Or I might get focused on one dish and then forget about
and then
the other
another
dish.
So that's why we have the electric skillets to even help you with your time management, because it's very hard to burn stuff with these.
Oh, okay, good tip.
Yes,
good tip.
Ma'am.
Did they teach you any other strategies in culinary school when it comes to juggling the multiple dishes?
Yes, so juggling multiple dishes, you always want to keep them in a close vicinity. You don't want to be overexerting yourself, going way over here, over there, and over here. You want all it, again, mise en place, everything in its place, and everything together.
Okay, I like that. All right, don't go too far. All right, so we're going to put this rice in
yes,
here
ma'am.
With our lamb, and then we're going to add some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. All right, I know we gotta take a quick commercial break while we do this, though. So you guys, we'll be right back with everything in its place. On my plate.
Yay.
When we're done. Okay. All right. Be right back after this.
Come back to me.
Look at this beautiful plate. Let me tell you, everything in its place, just as we said. Thank you, Taylor, Elder's Kitchen. You guys, check her out. Also, check out Jennifer Dean to get yourself on the next level as well. If you want to get on the next level, subscribe to our YouTube at Chatting with Chelsea and like everything that's on there. Keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. Wardrobe provided by Trezor Cache Boutique. We'll see you on the next.